Next, let's go to Al in Yonkers. Hey, Al, in the Bronx. Hey, Jay, welcome back to the show.
Oh, hey, Anthony. So, Mom, I'd like to go back to 1947, and, you know, I'd like to hear your view on this, because, you know, one of my grandparents was born in Palestine, you know, that's when the Ottomans occupied, and, you know, his whole family was slaughtered. You know, and there's been a lot of this going on, massacres in this region for a long time. So take us back to 1947. So what do you say if somebody says, well, you know, the area was called Palestine. It was occupied by all these, like, you know, conquering armies and then colonial powers and Britain and the U.S. was involved. And then all of a sudden, you know, everyone decides that it's going to be Israel. And the Palestinians obviously have been upset ever since. And, you know, and there was, like, wars and might makes right. But how do you explain, basically, just, like, taking Palestine, making it Israel? Like, what about that moment in time?
Well, it's a great question. And a lot of this comes down to where you start the clock on the history is how you tell the story. But if you want to start it in 1947 and 1948, the creation of Israel, there is a description that you gave that is not entirely right. No one just declared anything. In fact, it was a plan was created by, it wasn't called Palestine. The whole region in Palestine has changed, and you know, you talked about the Ottomans, you can go with the Babylonians and the Macedonians and the Romans and the Byzantines. I mean, you can go back and back and back and back and back. And you can use the definitions of what is Palestine has changed 100 times. But this bit of land that was there, it was the United Nations that had created a partition that said, listen, let's try to have the people live here side by side. There was an acknowledgement that you needed to have a Jewish state, that the Jews have been chased out of Spain, they've been chased out of Palestine back in whenever that was, even before it was called Palestine, and the Israelites. They've been chased out of, obviously, in Europe. They're scattered all around the world. And so they came up with a plan, a partition plan, to say, listen, let's create an Arab state, let's create for the Palestinians, let's create a Jewish state, let's divide up the holy city of Jerusalem and have it supervised by the United Nations. No one gets to completely control that.
Right.
Jews said, we don't like this plan, we want more. But we'll accept it because we'll take whatever we can get and we just want to live in peace.
Right.
So, and what did the people that lived on the land at the time say? Well, they left their land and joined the Arab armies of 20 countries in the region to try to wipe out those Jews who had moved into the area.
Right.
So that's what I say. I say that every time, by the way, 1940, the partition plan was just the first.
Yeah. So
whether it be the Oslo Accords, whether it be the Y River Accords, whether it be the European plan, every time it's the Israelis who have said, yes, we'll take whatever deal you're going to offer. And every time it has been the Arabs who have said no, because they don't care about the Palestinians there. They just care about white. Now, were there people that were displaced? I guess, yes.
Okay, right.
And just like there were people that were displaced because of slavery here, just like there were people displaced because of colonialism all around the world, I accept that Israel has some of that. And that's why they have both accepted Arabs as part of their country and accepted every peace plan when it came across their desk.
Great, yeah.
The Palestinians have said no. We'll be right back with more.
Can you explain? Hello? Hello?
Were there people that were displaced? I guess, yes.
And just like there were people that were displaced because of slavery here, just like there were people displaced.
But that wasn't during our lifetime.
Colonialism all around the world, I accept that Israel has some of that. And that's why they have both accepted Arabs as part of their country and accepted every peace plan when it came across their desk.
But that's not acceptable to the Arabs.
We'll be right back
with
more of the bill.
They struck a deal that the other side didn't agree to. So, all right, this was progress. Anthony Weiner admitted that it was wrong. People were displaced. I was obviously I was cut off there immediately. But I was going to try to ask, under what authority did the UN create a partition that was going to allow Israelis and Palestinians? You know, that's what I don't get. It's like, you know, the League of Nations became the UN. America and Britain were heavily involved in this. From what I understand, it just seemed like a big international lobbying thing. You know, there was a lot of money involved, and then there was a lot of military power involved. But, you know, if we're going to try to make things right, you know, what authority, what legal authority or international law or whatever allowed the UN to say, okay, what we're going to do is take this one land, you know, that's on the map, and we're going to make it into two lands, right? Like, how did that happen? I still don't get it, so I'll keep asking.